अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ध्यानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो ऑन 25th ऑफ नवंबर इट वॉज एकादशी डे आई वॉज सपोज टू मीट राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज इन वाडा एज माई रेगुलर अपॉइंटमेंट मीटिंग वॉज देर। सो आई वेंट इन द मॉर्निंग एंड स्टेड देर होल डे एंड मेट महाराज एट लेंथ। सो इन द होल प्रोसेस we went out in the forest, moved around the forest. Maharaj showed me every place, whatever, asking opinions, and we discussed many things, what to do, how to do. And then we sat down in front of Radha Damodar temple, and on the mud we sat down and we had fruits there and we discussed many things. And there he told me that he wants me to get Govardhan Shila from Vrindavan Dham and gave me guidelines that we should get it gifted from a Brijvasi. It should not be under pressure. It should be giving it to you with love and devotion and satisfaction. And then he said, I cannot pressurize, but you can pressurize if you like. But it should be given from heart as a gift. So, and then many more things he has told me to get. Big list is there. This was the first prime thing. So, 26th I sat in the flight. 27th I gave program in Delhi. And 27th night I reached Vrindavan. And first day only I went to Govardhan. And then only thing is, the one Brajvasi who gave me this Shila, he has given me this Shila only on one condition, that I should not be revealing his name to anyone except Radhanath Swami. That is why, don't ask me. I will be doing Brajvasi Aparad if I do that. So I went on 28th November. And 28th November was Tithi birthday of Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So that day I did it fast in the morning, and then afterwards I went. And that day only all the full plan of getting Govardhan Shila was finalized in the evening. So the plan was like this. It was Monday, 28th November. And the Brijvasi told me that I have to go for searching the Shila, where there is nobody. Nobody should be watching you. And you have to go and select the Shila. Carry lots of Tulsi with you. And if you like one Shila, you lift that Shila up and put a lot of Tulsi there. And then you put that Shila in some other place from that place, which you will remember where you have kept. Maybe under this tree or whatever. So, see, I want you to hear very attention, huh? But I am also trying to recollect everything. If I am in distraction there, I will forget some things. So, the step is like this. You have to lift the Govardhan Shila once you like it. Move it from that place. Put Tulsi there where you have moved from. Move to a place where you will be able to remember where I have kept. Again, put Tulsi there and place the Shila over there. And then you pray to Shila, please come. Our Guru Maharaj wants it in Vada. And Maharaj told me to tell the Brijvasi that we are trying to develop Vrindavan Dham. We have built up Govardhan Shila, Govardhan Mountain. We have built 7 temples and everything. Jamuna River is there. So we want the Shila not for personal use, but we want to put the Shila in Govardhan Mountain which we have made. And then devotees will do parikrama and they will get the benefit. Many people will come. Already they are coming. So Maharaj told me to explain everything to the Brijvasi. So after hearing this, I was very inspired, and he said, yes, 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 I will give you. After I went, he was debating why he said yes, yes, yes. Because he had given 3 Shilas in the past to some people, and they did not worship the Shilas properly. So he had suffered the reactions of that, because they just took the Govardhan out of his place. See, Govardhan Shila belongs to Govardhan Mountain, no? To Vrindavan Dham. And you are taking him out of Govardhan. If you don't worship them, worship him out of Govardhan, then it's an offense. So the person who doesn't do worship, he also suffers, and person who has given also suffers. Because it is like, if I want to give somebody blessing, for example, I have to spend some punya karma of mine to give blessing to you. Or if I want to give curse to you also, I have to exhaust some of the punya karmas. It's a very heavy thing, it's not just easy to give blessing to somebody. So like that, for a Brajvasi, to give Govardhan Shila, even by love and affection, heartfelt way, to somebody is a big thing. He is worried that this guy now is enthusiastic, tomorrow he will not do worship, then who will take the karma? And he already had suffered lot, he said, ki maine bahut bhoga hai, isliye main kisi ko deta nahi hu, dena band kar diya hai. So he was wondering why he said yes, 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 after I went. So then he thought, ki the way I have said yes, 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 that means Govardhan wants to go to Radhana Swami's place. So he was then happy, fired up. Anyway, this is after I went back, he was thinking. But then he told me that you do this. And then, after you do put the Shila in that place, one Tulsi, after worshipping, praying, bowing down, you start Parikrama from that place. And do full walking Parikrama. That means you will come back to the same place. Na? Again, offer Dandavat Pranam and leave. Whatever you want to do. Next day you come. And if you find the Shila there only, the same place, that means he wants to come with you. If it is, you keep it here, for example, and you go, and next morning you find it over here, you feel it is there only. No, but it has moved from here to there. Now your question is, how it will move? People come there, and they make house around Govardhan Shila. You'll see many houses made there. So they will pick up your Shila and also use for making house. If somebody picks it up and puts somewhere else, that means he doesn't want to come with you. That means this attempt has failed. You have to again do the second effort. Maybe second attempt also will fail. Like one person, he was told this thing by one Brajvasi. So he went and he was told to go after 3 days by the Brajvasi and see. But he was very anxious, so he went first day also. So Shila was there only. Second day also when he went, he was very happy, Shila was there only. And third day he went, it was just above this, like this. So he told the Brajvasi, kya karu? He said, no, you cannot take, because he has changed the position. Somebody has lifted him and put him over here. That means he doesn't want to go with you. So all was set. Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. You cannot pick up Govardhan and take him out of Govardhan. And Saturday. That is the rule. You can select and you can keep everything. But taking him out of Vrindavan Govardhan, or at least out of Govardhan to other place of Vrindavan Dham, Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So, it was on Monday when I fixed up all these things. So, I thought, Wednesday I will go, stay there. Thursday morning, I will go to first search and I will find out. It will take 1 or 2 hours maybe to select and not to anybody see me, everything. After that, whatever 8 o'clock, 8:30, I will start Parikrama, do the Parikrama, come back there and stay there only in Govardhan. And next morning, again go to that place to find out. If he's there, then I'll have to pick up and bring. With this plan, I went back to Vrindavan. I had to go Wednesday evening. But that Brajvasi felt that, Vishwarup will have so much difficulty to pick the stone alone. If some people oppose him there or something like that. It's very difficult to do himself. So I will only do myself only. So enthusiastic. So Wednesday morning only he went. Old man went. And he was searching near Shamkuti, near Gwalpokra. And in Gwalpokra he found 2 shilas. So he told his assistant to lift it from mountain. Their assistant was saying, how can I climb the mountain? So he said, I instruct you to go and climb and pick up the Shila. And I will ask and beg Govardhan to forgive you for your offense. So then that person with heavy heart climbed the mountain and picked that Shila up and brought him down. Put Tulsi there and put him somewhere else with lot of Tulsi and prayed to him. And this Brajvasi was there with him, and between somebody, some lady came, they engaged the lady in talking, some boy came, engaged him talking, and just distracted them, and finally they offered pranams and prayers and everything. And then he, Brajvasi, said, take me on scooter, I want to do scooter parikrama, because he cannot walk. So he did scooter parikrama in 2-3 hours. He went to his temple, he did his worship, whatever puja, vija, khana, pina, khake. Again in the evening he went to that place. and he found the Shila there. He got it lifted, him lifted, and he dropped the Shila at Kusum Sarovar temple. Wednesday evening only. So I just read the message, Giriraj already come. I say, how am I supposed to go Parikrama tomorrow and find him out? No, Vidvasi has already delivered the Govardhan Shila to us. So I went next day morning, and I went Wednesday evening only, as per my schedule. And I took the darshan of Shila. He was kept behind the temple in a very secluded place. Because the Vidvasi said that for whom the Shila is given, he only has to see him first. But because I was the person who was going to lift and take him to Vrindavan and from there to Mumbai, so I can see, he said. So they had kept him behind, covered in shawl and everything, with full dust and everything was there, fully on that. So I took darshan and I slept. Next morning I woke up, it was full foggy, thick fog and cold, and I went on parikrama. Till 1 o'clock I finished my parikrama. One of the most blissful parikramas which I ever did in my life. There was no effort or no tiredness or no struggle or no tapasya. Weather was so favorable for me, no sun, only cold. All my sweater was filled with dew drops. My eyelids were having dew drops. And monkeys and everything. It was a joyful, effortless. And I did two Vrindavan parikramas. Of course, I was doing almost every day Vrindavan parikrama when I was doing Vrindavan. But specifically when this was decided that Monday I went there. So on Tuesday, Wednesday, I did Vrindavan parikrama. So already 10 kilometers walking, I was fully tuned. Govardhan parikrama is 22 kilometers. So it's very easy actually. And then one Brijvasi also came with me. So we did very happy. We ate jalebis, drank milk on the way, ate Chatipura. Had a very good time. Radha Kund, Sham Kund. Sat and prayed everywhere beautifully, came back. And we slept in the afternoon nicely, took prasad. And in the evening, we had planned a very nice abhishek. I had already told them that we will do hot water abhishek first. And all the dust which is naturally there on that, we will first take out and collect. And then we will do milk abhishek, warm milk abhishek with lots of tulsi. And then we'll do shrungar and everything. So all thing was ready. 1 liter milk I had brought from Govardhan also. 1 liter from Vrindavan cows, pure cow milk. We had taken kacha only. And then we brought the Shila, put him on the table with lots of tulsi, unveiled him. And in parat we had put. And with hot water abhishek we did. And nicely rubbed him off proper. All the dust was taken out with a lot of tulsi. And was collected in 2 bottles. Then we mopped the Shila and we gave him good massage with Kesar Itra. Very fragrant oil, nicely. My video film is there that I'm massaging nicely, singing songs and nicely massaged him very, very nicely. And after that, we did warm milk abhishek with Talab Tulsi on that. 2 liters of abhishek we did. Then we again put hot water and cleared him off, mopped him nicely, and we painted eyes and lips and makeup, not of decoration we did. We put jewel tilak and we put 2 sconchel eyes on him. And they had some cloth and some more punk, so we also tied that nicely. And once we decorated him beautifully, it was only few of us were there. Brajeshwari, myself, one London devotee, one senior disciple of Giriraj Maharaj, Palindri Mataji, Ma Shanti Devi, whose temple we look after, and Nityanand Mahajan Prabhu and Purnachandra Prabhu, and only 6-7 devotees were there. We were singing songs and abhishek. After the abhishek was done, dressing was done, then I did the aarti of Giriraj Shila. So now we have one separate charanamrut of only dust and water. Separate charanamrut we have of milk and tulsi leaves. And then whatever we had gathered, lots of food was there, we offered to Govardhan Shila. And then Govardhan Shila was taken on the altar in front. And Sandhya Aarti at 6:30 was performed with Govardhan Shila on the altar. All of us sang nicely and took photographs and everything, and then Shila was put behind. First idea was to do this on that day, first welcome. Then I was going to take him to Vrindavan Hospice and do a grand welcome there. And then I had booked auditorium here on 6th December. When I arrive here, I will have a grand welcome in Bhaktivedanta, and then I will take him to Wada on the next day, which is birthday of Radhanath Maharaj. But the Brijvasi had given instruction that no halts in between. He should go straight from Govardhan to Mumbai. But then I said, we will reach and we will not have taken bath and everything. And right away we have to go from there. So we can go if you want. But he said, no, no, it's all right. If it is birthday is next day, then you can keep him one day in your house. In Shayan only. Lot of detailed instruction was given to Brajvasi. That first of all, you should make promise to me. My name should not be told to anybody. Second, this is the schedule he gave me. That this worship should be done every day there. And worship him with great love and devotion. And one wonderful instruction was given to Brajvasi. That in service to this Govardhan, there should not be any extra heartbeat of anxiety or pressure or the bow on anybody. I mean, when I give you to worship, you should not say, I am busy, don't give me any, why don't you give him, I can't do this. Such person should not worship him. He should be worshipped out of only love and devotion and spontaneity. With, specifically, he said word, ek dhadkan extra nahi honi chahiye, kuch bhi karte samay inke liye. Sab prem se aur anand se aur shanti se hona chahiye. One of the biggest principle he told. So, Shankun Prabhu. Okay. So, and then the schedule was given after going to Bombay, when to wake him up, what to give, what to not give in winter, when to give bhoga, when to do aarti, all the schedule I sent to Bombay. And then I went back. That evening, after doing Sandhya aarti, he went back to the backside of the altar and I went to Vrindavan. That was on which day? Thursday. You are with me, everybody?
Yes.
So, Thursday evening I went back. So, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he was in Govardhan only. And they were offering him morning, evening, bhoga and everything. And then Monday I was called back again. You come and we are going to pack him in front of you. In between we thought we will go and buy jewelry and everything. But then we thought, let them decide what to buy jewelry. They said, we'll give you a conchal eyes and tilak and you take him with you. And we wanted to go and buy a bag. But then we realized the bag which I had got was a really sturdy and a really big bag, which I bought from going to America whenever I went. So there, where we have time to go to Mathura, search and everything, we want to get good bag. So then finally the Brajvasis at Kusum Sarovar decided that we will use this bag only, we'll do maha cleaning of this bag. Bag was good only, but still we should clean, Lord is going to travel in that. So, that bag was cleaned and then they had made a nice gaddi in that, proper gaddi, proper cover, everything inside. Blanket was nicely folded inside. And laddus and shankarpalis and sweetmeats and pedas were all packed in the bag itself. And I was made to pray to him that please eat all these things and drink water whenever you feel like and be comfortable. And now you go to sleep. Like that. One thing I forgot to mention to you. Chain khula rakha tha. We had kept some chain open for breathing. When we brought him for Abhishek, that time I was shown many beautiful signs on the Shila. On the front of the Shila, there was on left side standing dancing Krishna playing flute. On the right side of the Shila, Radha and Krishna are sitting in folded leg situation facing each other. That can be seen. On the top, there is this much width is there, like this. The stone is like this, around 4 inches maybe. And in that 4 inches top, you can say like scalp, for example. There were 3 belts on that. There are, one is dark color blue belt, one is light color brownish, light brownish patta, and one is pure white patta in between. So Brajvasi told me, this is Radha, light color, this is Krishna, who is blue color, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu in between. In front, along with this Krishna and Radha Krishna, there's a tilak mark is there. Tilak depression is there. The smile depression is there also, down. And 2 eyebrows grooves are there on that. And if you see behind, you'll be most surprised to know, there's a completely clear, this much size of right footprint of Krishna on the back side of the deity. And not on the level of the stone, but inside the stone. As if you have pressed the stone inside and there is a footprint created like that. Very, very beautiful, very amazing footprint is there. And the Shila was not selected with all these things when it was selected. It was selected because it was nice Shila. After bringing it down and bringing home, all these signs were seen in that, on that. So from this point of view, we can understand it's a very, very divine Shila. It's like It has come on his own accord. We are not, okay, not this one, not this one, okay, not good one, not good one. Whatever we saw, we picked up, and that was this Shila. So then he was packed in the bag, and then I went back again to Vrindavan, did my work, and then evening we were about to leave. That time Nityananda Mahajan Prabhu, in his van, brought the Shila to Vrindavan, and I packed my luggage, and we all from Vrindavan together went to go Mathura station, and we boarded the train, and Shashikant Prabhu, where is he? He was there in the same train as our saviour. And we had booked an urgent ticket for Nityananda Mahajan Prabhu. I had told Prabhuji that this is the story and he is going to accompany us. So Prabhuji said, take a reservation, what he called it, waiting list ticket, window ticket, and we will do something in the train. So he came there where we were supposed to board, and all of us boarded in the A2, A3 coach. And we kept Giriraji on the upper berth, on second AC, where Barshabhanavi's berth, we kept him there. And we also had, Maharaja told me to bring lot of Brajraj regularly and lot of Radhakunjal regularly. So Radhakund 5 liters and one goni sack of Brajraj was collected from that. That also was kept to next to that. And I put white chadar, freshly worn, you know, opened that packet. And he was placed nicely, and next to that other luggage was put. And thus praying and praying and praying constantly, looking at Giriraj right on top. It's a very thrilling experience. I can't explain to you. It's such a thrilling experience, you know. And the Shila, while I was massaging, was so heavy actually. Looks so small actually, hardly a feet up and down. But it is so heavy. When I lifted in a bending position to remove him from the parat, and parat was removed, another parat was put, that much time also I couldn't lift it. It's like very heavy, because you have to hold and then mop him from below and put him another parat, and again lift him and again take the parat out and put on the cloth and mop him. That much lifting also was very, very difficult. So heavy it is. He was. And then I had called devotees, already planned everything in Bada also. So Giriraj Prabhu came, my son-in-law came with his new car. Previous day new car came, next day he came and picked up Giriraj in the car and brought him to my house. We did kirtan after getting down the train with the bag. We did, carried him, and some devotees did kirtan all the way out to the car. In the car we did kirtan, and then we took videos of everything. And at home I called some devotees who were available. They were waiting down. We did kirtan down and took him in my house. And did ecstatic kirtan in my house in welcome of Girirajji. And then some of you came to visit Girirajji to take, not darshan, but offer the dandavat. Many devotees came and gave prasadam next day, bhoga. And next day morning at 5:30 sharp, pakka sharp 5:30. No, I told, if you don't come, I will take him in my car. I'm not going to wait for anybody. This is my time, you come. If you want to take him in your car, come. So my son-in-law came before time. My wife was ready before time. Everybody was ready before time. I was on time down. Car was already there. Then he was picked up again with kirtan and brought in the car. And we started at 5:30. And we reached at 7:30 because of that block and everything. So karte karte. Devotees were waiting at the gate of Wada, the garland and everything. So Maharaja told that don't make noise, don't make big kirtan in the morning, just chant by mouth. So devotees garlanded the Shila on the bag only. And it was decided that he should be opened up, woken up in front of Radhana Swami only. And that is in private. Nobody should be there around when this is happening. So that program was planned by Radhana Swami in Prabhupada's quarters in Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan forest in Wada. So when I reached there with the procession, devotees were carrying and we were doing singing, I was singing. We were straight taken to Prabhupada's quarters, and already in Prabhupada's quarters were sitting Radhana Swami, Jananivas Prabhu, Pankajangri Prabhu and Bhaktirasamrut Maharaj. Already were sitting with folded legs, and they had made the asan ready as per we had told. A big saurang was decorated with flower petals and lots of tulsi decorations, lots of tulsi. Asan was made in front of Prabhupada, so that he will be woken up and put right in front of Prabhupada, facing Prabhupada. That was the plan. And as per we discussed, everything was ready. And in between, I forgot to mention to you, we had desired that, you know, those days were so intense days, the 7 days, full meditation on full Govardhan. In the ticket confirmation, talking to him, Bombay discussions on phone regularly, what to do, how to do. But they were asking me, ki Maharaj said, ask Vishwarup only everything what is to be done, how to do the program, and as per his whatever instruction he has received, let him suggest the plan. So then I suggested the plan, what to do, timing wise, 8 to 12, Maharaj given 4 hours. So you book these 4 hours and do whatever you want in that. So we had discussed everything in detail. So what we desired was that we should feed him first Makhan Mishri of Vrindavan cow milk. So we planned that, got the milk one day, heated the milk, then put it on fermentation. The next day we were waiting, it was so cold, not getting fermented only, again waiting, till evening it didn't ferment only. The next day we had to do manthan and yielded the big ball of butter of Vrindavan cow milk. We kept in deep fridge, and then it was one day in deep fridge, and then again it was put in the box and carried one day in the train, and again it was put in deep fridge. And then early morning there was a message on the phone, pick up the butter from the fridge. We took up the fridge, everything, and so many phogas had already come. We had to pick up all those things, everything that gathered at home. So then last moment when we reached Wada, the mishri was mixed up with that makhan. It was like a big bulk, huh? By the way, maybe 1 kilo, I think. It was so big. And in supari plate it was transferred. And along, the Budvasiya told, offering milk pedas. He liked pedas very much. So all those big pedas, I've got photographs of the pedas. Very attractive big pedas were ready in big plate there. And so many sweetmeats were there, laddus were there, and khajurka dry fruit laddu was there. Many things were there. So we entered straight in the room, and Maharaj was so grave. I was almost scared to look at him. I was like so blissful, smiling. Maharaj was so serious. So I had to stop smiling. Because I was thinking, my God, what? I should not do any mistake, you know. And he said, everyone should be out. Please get out. So I said, Maharaj, Nityanand Mahajan Prabhu has come from Vrindavan, and he has come to record everything here because Vrindavan is there, want to see what happens here. So he has come to record, especially right now he should go out. So everybody was thrown out. Myself, Radhakund Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu, the Pujari, and these 4 VIPs sitting in the thing. Maharaj said, arrange everything. Is this in place? Is water there? Is milk there? Is the plate ready? Is tulsi on this item? Has everything ready? Okay. Then when devotee said, it's ready, then he said, he sang Radha Madhav. Very deep, no kartal, no mridang. Only intense Radha Madhav. A long time he sang. Then he sang Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. And then he told me to wake him up. But I said, Maharaj, Jananiyas Prabhu is there. You ask him to wake him up. I said, yes, Jananiyas Prabhu, please wake him up. So then Jananiyas Prabhu chanted many mantras and requested him to wake up. And once he was woken up, then Maharaj said, take him out. I said, Maharaj, I cannot lift him. 2 other devotees should lift him. So then they lifted him and put him in front of Prabhupada, facing Prabhupada. And then as Maharaj asked what next, I said, Maharaj, first offer him bhoga, makhan mishri and sweetmeats, and drink. His come from long distance. So they were, when they took out Giriraji, there were a lot of food items were there. They were taking out an offering in offering plate. I said, no, these are all offered. He has already eaten in the way. This is prasadam, don't mix up. So that took few minutes to understand, and they took him aside, and then bag was emptied, and then Maharaj got up from there, and the Maharaj said, here you offer. So the big pot, big wooden plank was there, and that's all beautiful items in supari plate were kept. And then again Jananiyas Prabhu came in front, and lots of mudras he did, and played ghanti and chanted the mantras, gave him argyam, washing face, washing mouth and everything, and he offered, and then it was offered to him. Maharaj said, when he is eating food, Vishwarup, you sing. So then I sang Hare Krishna Mahamantra for a long time, and then the offering was over, again bell was rung, I sang, stopped singing. And then again Maharaj went to that place, and the aarti plate came there. Because we had discussed that we should offer him, and then we should do aarti, first welcome aarti. So Maharaj was so intensely looking at Prabhupada and Srila. Like, Prabhupada, please see, this is for your service. Like that. And then there was a dhoop, there was lamp, and there was flowers and chamar. That aarti Mara said, you sing. So again I started singing. When I was singing, that aarti was offered to Girirajji nicely. Very, very seriously, intensely, everybody was watching very silently. Devotees from outside watching from window, and Nityananda Mahajan Prabhu recording the whole thing. Then I was supposed to tell, as per the instruction of Brijvasi, that I should tell Maharaj everything, how the Sheela came. So then Maharaj about to forget, he said, okay, let's go. I said, Maharaj, I have to tell the story. He said, yes, 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 story is remaining, please tell the story. So then I told all the thing, how we procured, what we did in Vrindavan, what instructions were given, and what instructions for this service is given, what we are supposed to do over here, what kind of, that no dhadkan should be there, and no anxiety, love and devotion, and other times of Brijvasi has suffered, everything I told in details, and everybody was very intently listening till I finished. And then Maharaj said, okay, lift him. I said, no, nobody can lift him alone. Better you lift him in the plank only. The part and apart, the part is Ushla. Two people should lift the plank, and one person should hold the Sheela, so that he should not move or shake up, you know. So Gaurang Prabhu was there to hold, and two devotees, Radhakund Prabhu and another devotee, they lifted the plank. And then we moved out of the place. There was garland offered, that garland was given to me, but I forgot it there only. And some prasadam was there also. I don't know where the makhan mishri went. It must have disappeared somewhere. I was very much eagerly looking forward to that makhan mishri, because we were wondering how it must be, how it must have been, has it been proper or not. The right big chunk was there. So then we took him out in procession, because the devotees were carrying also, it was very heavy for them. So they were walking very fast. And I was singing again on the way. And it was decided to take him to the main Vrindavan Bihari temple. And the deity of Govardhan Sheela was shown to Prabhupada in the temple first. Then he was taken inside the altar, right in the altar, and first put in the altar facing the deities of Radha Vrindavan Bihari and Govardhan, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And again door was closed, everybody was asked to leave. And this time again, Jandanivas Prabhu, Pankajangri Prabhu, Bhaktira Samrata Swami Maharaj, Radhana Swami Maharaj, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu and the pujaris of the temple. Maybe 10 devotees were inside. And rest everybody was asked to leave. And again recording was done, and again new bhoga was offered. Pedas and laddus and milk and rings and everything. Nicely ate. He was so happy on the altar. I have shown photographs, very beautiful. And then Sanat Kumar Maharaj said, you come, do aarti. Sanat Kumar Prabhu did the aarti again. And then this time Bhaktira Samrut Maharaj sang Yashomati Nandana Brajavara Nagara. Nicely sang. And about 15 minutes we were inside. Till the time he ate bhoga and enjoyed the aarti. And then again he was lifted and put on the wooden plank. And the same devotees again, I was again singing. And we came out of the temple. And all devotees were instructed, do not walk with us. All of you should be remaining at Radhakund only. Gather everybody there. Only the devotees who are moving, they should move. Nobody else should move. So we were only moving. We moved out of the temple. And we walked towards the gate. And there was a new shala near, Goshala near the gate. There we went. Because I had put one list item that I would love to have one cow and with calf when he is bathed in Abhishek. But Maharaj thought wisely that if thousands of people are there, maybe 1,000 people, and if one cow and calf comes, she will become very scared. With sound of music and everything, with people around, cow may get disturbed and may be upset with that. So he said, instead of cow coming into the crowd, we will go to the crowd of cows, selected people. Everybody should stay outside and we will go inside the cow barn. So many cows were there and he was put under a tree. And according to me, that was the best darshan of Govardhan. Under one big tree, such a beautiful darshan, amazing darshan it was. And again he was given laddus and pedas and milk and drinks. Again he enjoyed there. And cows were fed many things and cows were really enjoying there. And lot of time he was kept over there watching the cows. I said, let him watch. To his great satisfaction, don't hurry up here. Maharaj sat down on the grass. Everybody was enjoying there, sitting, singing nicely. And yes. Then I went behind Govardhan also and took pictures. Govardhan watching the cows also, sides this and that. My mobile also has the photograph. Very, very beautiful photograph. See this photograph. This is in Goshala. He is wearing Tulsi Manjari garland. Tulsi Manjari ka beautiful garland. And this is a Shringar which was done in Govardhan during the first puja which we did. He was in the same Shringar. It is more beautiful and natural than later Abhishek and later this one. Okay? So then, see how smiling and happy he is. And then again he was lifted and again we were singing and we carried him to the final destination, Radhakund, Shyamkund. He was already nicely decorated, Vedi was there. And we put him, I thought ki, now my whole job is over. From day 1, 28th of November till this day, whatever was decided is nicely satisfied. I have handed over the Shira to Maharaj and I sat down peacefully at the bank of Radhakund. Then they began the Abhishek. It was very, very, very grand Abhishek. Unbelievable Abhishek it was. And then suddenly I was called, please come and do Abhishek. So I went and did Abhishek also. And then I was doing Abhishek, Maharaj said, now let Pankajangri come, Prabhu come and let the two brothers do Abhishek. So after I left, Pankajangri Prabhu and Jagannath Prabhu, they did Abhishek with great fun, throwing things on each other and everything. Very nicely they did Abhishek. So very joyous occasion. With like this they were throwing Shila is over here and they were pouring milk like this and it's all splashing over everywhere, falling in Radhakund, and it was a great scene with nice paste and so many things they were rubbing. And then suddenly they removed the eyes and the tilak also and they were pouring water. So immediately I jumped there, I went and I called Maharaj. Maharaj, come, I want to show the 6 symptoms to you. Because I was going to show the symptoms to him in the room, but Maharaj didn't want to remove the eyes and remove the alankar. Because he was going to go to altar and then to Gaushala. So he didn't want to him to without eyes. So he said, I will see later on. So I thought this is the best time because after they will again dress him up and put the eyes back. So when they will see. So when he was clean, I called Maharaj and I showed him in front of all public. This is Krishna, this is Radha Krishna, this is the belts and this is footprint behind everything. And again we sat in our positions. Then they did Sahastradhara, Raini, Abhishek. They did flower Abhishek. And then they removed him from there. And then they took him to the final place where there is a small temple made. And then Radhakund was filled with offerings. Unlimited offerings. Full bank of Radhakund was filled with kotris, you know what called? Tokris. Big, big toplis. Filled with laddus and whatnot. There were unlimited items were there. Devotees, it seems, I heard afterwards, many devotees didn't sleep only till early morning. They were cooking and cooking only. Very beautifully. And then in the grand sitting position, he was dressed up. And they had already gathered in so many days with lots of discussion, so many pieces and turban cloths and so many things had already gathered. So dressed him up nicely. And then Maharaj sat down and Maharaj did Aarti. And I was told, you sing Kirtan. So I again sang Kirtan for about 45 minutes. The most wonderful experience. Singing for Govardhan. The ultimate, the whole thing was getting over nicely, so I was so happy. I sang for a long time and then Maharaj did 4 parikramas, leading the devotees nicely. And after that, before Aarti there was lecture. Before Aarti there was lecture. After the lecture, they went to do Aarti, Maharaj did Aarti and I sang. And Maharaj led the parikrama, all devotees moved after him and did 4 parikrama. So thus the program ended nicely. Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki. Maharaj was supposed to speak only for 5 minutes. Maharaj spoke mostly about half an hour to 40 minutes, I think. Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki. Jai.